You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dear young married couple, have you ever heard of the ACE score? Today we're going to tell you what it is, what your score might be, and why it matters.
We found ourselves talking to people outside of counseling, and they relay to us traumatic events. They tell us about crazy stuff that's happened in their life, and sometimes they can't seem to figure out that these events affected them and continue to affect them. They're kind of in denial about it. So the ACE score will actually give you a more objective approach at looking at, hey, I might have some stuff to work on. But before we get into all of that, we want to tell you about the Talks, the Having the Talks deck. It's a deck of cards that helps you parents have conversations about sex, sexuality, identity, all that good stuff with your kids. And parents say, you know, it's difficult to have deep conversations with their kids. Well, this is the tool for you to actually go there, to have deep conversations. And these cards help guide you into that.
Yeah, it's over 100 questions. And actually, it's over 200 questions because it's two decks in one. So whether you have younger children or older children, this deck can still be useful for you. Each card has a younger version of the question on one side and an older version of the question on the other. And it really opens that door of conversation between you and your children about sex and sexuality and everything related. And guess what? You get to be the one to instill this information in your children instead of the world and their agenda. So go get it on Amazon. We'll link it in the show notes and you can get it within, I think it's on next day shipping right now.
Yeah. So on to the regular programming. So the ACE score, tell us about that, babe.
So ACE, A-C-E, stands for Adverse Childhood Experiences. And the studies were done a long time ago. In fact, it started in an obesity clinic where they were saying, you know, what are some things that contribute to obesity? And so they started nailing down all of these dynamics that happened in childhood that would contribute to somebody's obesity. And they found that the more of these ACEs, they called them, so like there are 10 of them, if you had a higher ACE score, you were more likely to be obese. Well, the studies didn't stop there. They ended up studying at many, many different contexts, and they found that the higher your ACE score, the more likely you were to experience a lot of things, not just obesity.
Yeah, so look at this list. So heart disease, STDs, lung cancer, COPD, smoking, strokes, diabetes, obesity, of course we talked about that, headaches, depression, suicide attempts, becoming violent, and become a victim of violence. And really the list keeps going.
Yeah. So the reason why we're talking about this is not to get you going, I guess that just connects the dots and then leave it at that. We're going to talk to you about what you can do about it, why it matters, and then also why what the ACE score doesn't measure, because that's important too.
Well, what doesn't it measure?
Okay. So first I think we should talk about what it does measure, because you know, We're talking kind of in negative terms. Obviously, adverse childhood experiences indicates that a lot of these things are traumatic. And so, yes, traumatic things happening in your childhood is linked to adverse reactions and consequences in adulthood. Yeah. So let's talk about what it does measure. So there are 10 things that it measures, and these 10 things all fall into three categories. So the first category is abuse. The second category is neglect. And then the third category is household dysfunction. Mm-hmm. So all kinds of abuse. So, you know, you'll hear questions about physical, emotional, and sexual abuse, neglect, that could be physical neglect or even emotional neglect. And then we'll get into all the types of household dysfunctions.
So let's just go through the list. There are 10 things, and feel free to just look it up on Google. You could find a list yourself and just follow along. And you'll start to see how this can apply to you. So the first one would be, did you feel that you didn't have enough to eat, had dirty clothes to wear, or had one to protect? Did you feel that you didn't have enough to eat, had to wear dirty clothes, or had no one to protect or take care of you? That would be the first one.
So that one obviously points to neglect. So mm-hmm. the way this works is if you answer yes to that question, that's 1 point. Okay. Number two, did you lose a parent through divorce, abandonment, death, or another reason? Mm-hmm. So right then and there, obviously over 50% of the people are already gaining a point because their parents are divorced. Yeah. And that doesn't mean that, oh, if your parents divorce, now you're doomed. Yeah. Right. Again, this is not the point of this episode. Right. But what we want to do is have you start linking, hey, maybe the way I am in my relationship about my attachment style or my communication style or my tendency to shut down or some sort of adulthood experience that you have could be linked to what's going on in childhood. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to give you some solutions for that.
Yeah, literally. Last week I was working with a couple, really successful couple, awesome people. And they're just having some difficulties in their marriage. And I was, you know, going back and forth. Well, we dove into her childhood and how she, some of her unmet needs. Mm-hmm. So it was wild. I went back. She started recounting some really difficult events in her life. And she said a phrase. She said, I needed this and this and this, and I didn't get this. And I paused her and I said, wait just a second. What have you been saying to your husband? Mm. And she was saying the exact same things. She was like verbatim back. And she said, oh my word, I never noticed the connection between my childhood and my marriage right now and what I need and how I'm acting inside of it.
Yeah.
It's really mind blowing. I mean, we kind of want to distance ourselves sometimes from that pain of childhood and just kind of say, it's there, it's in the past, we're just going to lock it in a box and leave it there. But the thing that people don't realize is that because you have the ability to close your eyes and go into those memories again and look back, you can experience the same emotions that you did when you were a kid. Mm-hmm. That means that that child, that memory lives inside of you right now. And because that happens, you have now, from that memory, it changes the way you view the world.
Yep.
And so if you start to change how that situation or that memory affects you, the world starts to shape or change and look a little bit different. That's how mm-hmm. this works. So that's why looking back in the past, it's not just to bring up bad memories, but it's just to show this is why I'm acting the way I am.
Yeah.
And then we could start to work to maybe shift that if your life isn't exactly how you want it to be right now.
Yeah. Very well said. Okay. So number three, did you live with anyone who was depressed, mentally ill, or attempted suicide? Mm-hmm. So any type of mental health issue, really, if you saw that, demonstrated in your household, then that's another point, in your ACE score. Number four, did you live with anyone who had a problem with drinking or using drugs, including prescription drugs?
Yes. Number five, did your parents or adults in your home ever hit, punch, beat, or threaten to harm each other? Number six, did you live with anyone who went to jail or prison?
And then number seven, did a parent or adult in your home ever swear at you, insult you, or put you down? So that's emotional abuse. Mm-hmm. So you see, we're kind of flipping back and forth between abuse, neglect, and some household dysfunctions.
Did a parent or adult in your home ever hit, beat, kick, or physically hurt you in any way? Next, did you feel that no one in your family loved you or thought you were special? Or 10, did you experience unwanted sexual contact, such as fondling or oral, anal, or vaginal intercourse or penetration?
So that's sexual abuse. And again, you're hearing the kind of the back and forth between these different categories. What we want, other than what Adam he put so well earlier, what we want to drive home here is that most people are experiencing at least one of these. And if that's the case, if you're in that category of most people, then you need to be processing that so that it's not having an impact on your family. Because you hear about, you know, generational patterns, whether that's, mm-hmm. you know, alcoholism runs in a family, or mental health issues mm-hmm. that run in a family, or divorce. And then you talk about breaking the chain mm-hmm. of that divorce or that addiction in your generational patterns. And can we do that supernaturally? Absolutely. We've seen that happen. And we've seen people have intense transformation from a supernatural experience or several supernatural experiences. God also is going to have people, the body of Christ, come alongside mm-hmm. to help you with any residual stuff as a result of that.
Yes.
But you have to be willing. And so here's what the stats say. 2/3 of people have experienced at least one of these. So we said most, 2/3. Okay. Of those people, 87% actually have experienced more than one. So in other words, if you've experienced a traumatic event, most likely you've experienced more than one traumatic event. So there's a lot to process through that can make its way into your own marriage and parenting and friendships.
And we have to make this clear too. It's not like, oh my word, I'm broken because I have some of these, I have points here. It just shows a huge, big, huge sign and spotlight that, look, there is some huge room for really improvement
mm-hmm.
and just a better life.
Yeah.
It's amazing how many people we've worked with and just look, just picking on one of these, like divorce, how this affects you and how this affects your look at relationships and men
mm-hmm.
And this sort of thing, you know, okay, let's say there's abandonment. Okay. How does this affect you in your marriage? And mm-hmm. you could pull just a couple of these and it really does affect you. I think more than people want to admit it.
Yeah. Let's talk about what the ACE score doesn't mean.
Mm-hmm.
What the ACE score doesn't even measure at all are the positive experiences in your childhood and adulthood that have helped pull you out of adversity. It doesn't measure resilience, mm-hmm. right? And the studies actually show now that if you had one person in your upbringing as a child, if you had an adult figure that had positive influence on you, then you're much more likely to pull out of some of this adversity and break mm-hmm. break that chain. So again, just because you had a higher score, maybe you had 3, 4 or more of these, if you've started to, you know, really link arms with the body of Christ and you've had people yeah. that have come alongside you to help you out of this, then resiliency is going to be high and the ACE score doesn't take that into account.
And this also, just on the flip side of that, you mentors, you people that are listening to this and you're thinking of people in your life that you are in contact with that have a high score here.
Mm-hmm.
That's all the more reason for you to be that stable rock and, you know, really showing them a different path than maybe what their family experienced.
Mm-hmm.
That can make a massive difference. You can really be the difference in someone else's life just by being there, by having them over, by modeling to them what it looks like, what normal or normality looks like.
Yeah.
That's huge in a life that, you know, where they only have dirty clothes to wear, or yeah. they do have abuse and neglect and yelling and screaming and constant fighting in the house. And we see that all the time, but for God and but for people in their life that were stable, maybe a grandpa, maybe an uncle, a friend, they found and broke that chain.
Well, and what that you know, family member or mentor or friend that came alongside them did is they provided a safe place. Mm-hmm. Because all of these things, all 10 ACE score items, have to do with the lack of safety in some way. And so if you as a mentor, counselor, minister can come alongside somebody, come alongside them and provide that safety, then you are truly acting as the hands and feet of Christ. Because mm-hmm. in Christ, we have that ultimate safety. We have that ultimate comfort. And, you know, how is someone going to feel that except mm-hmm. through his body? And so it's a privilege to walk alongside somebody. And we encourage you, if you're in that position, think about the value that you can bring to the table. If you've discounted yourself as a minister, or you think that maybe your position doesn't hold as much value if you're not in the pulpit, etc., think again. You have the opportunity to come alongside somebody and provide safety mm-hmm. in their world of adversity, and pull them out of adversity and represent Christ to them.
Yeah. Discipleship is a beautiful thing. So hopefully this gives you some clarity in yourself, or maybe looking at somebody that you know, and hopefully inspire you to reach out and maybe be a mentor to them. That would make their life.
That'd be awesome. Well, we look forward to seeing you in the next episode, and please feel free to share any reflections that you have. Mm-hmm. If you want to share any questions you have about the ACE score, maybe you want to share your ACE score, but how you've become resilient, what made the difference for you. We want to hear that and celebrate it with you. So drop that in the comments if you're watching this on YouTube, or if you're listening on podcasts, you can share a review, or you could just shoot us a DM, an email. We read them all. Our team is really good about, putting everything together so that we make sure we review all the testimonies as a team.
Yeah. And also smash that like button if that's something that you do.
Yeah. It helps it reach more people.
Awesome, guys. Love you.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.